What's up, guys?
Coach, noticed the other day, and it's here today, but you had some music playing instead of the white noise. Is that a switch that you've decided to make? Is that a player's request, your decision?
No, we were up in New England. We used to do that other places I've coached. We were up in New England, and I liked it, so I said, let's try it here. All I want is noise to keep them from hearing and have to do nonverbal communication. It's interesting that the music can be more distracting than even the white noise, you know, so I thought it was good.
Coach, I noticed it was a Leonard Skinner free bird. You could hear it like a quarter mile away. Was that your personal choice?
I have to tell you, I had no input in the playlist. That's exactly what I was thinking.
Have you made a decision whether Davin Joseph will play on Saturday?
Not yet. I want to talk with him. I wanted to finish today's work, see how he feels, and then talk with him and see what he wants to do.
Last year when Knicks was hurt, you moved Zutau over to his spot. I know you said it's realistic that Knicks can still play in week one, but if not, would you think about moving Zutau again, or do you think another person might be able to fit in that spot?
We're working some different combinations, so we'll see. That's not the plan right now, but I wouldn't rule it out. I mean, we've done it before, and he's shown to be proficient at it, so I think we just have to play that by ear as well. You know, again, not knowing the time, how long he was going to be out, it makes it more difficult to do something like that if you even thought of doing it.
Is Ben Larson likely your first option there?
There's several. Like I said, we've had many combinations, so I wouldn't speculate right now who it would be. But you know the possibilities.
Anything new on Carl at this point?
No, just same thing, you know, taking the medicine, and they told us give it 5 to 7 days before we, you know, let's give it a little time and let it work. So we'll do that.
Anything new on Revis? Is he going to play on Saturday?
Again, I'm going to talk with him. He practiced again today. I think he just keeps, and that's 4 days in a row now. That's the longest stretch we've went. So tomorrow we're not doing much anyway, but he's going to be on a strengthening day. So the plan so far, he's been able to stick to the plan, the increase in workload, and certainly you're sore in general. Every player's sore, you know, but the part that we're worried about, he's doing well.
What's your comfort level at tight end right now, Greg, with the combination?
I think it's definitely by committee right now. Luke hasn't played enough to say that guy's going to go in there and play, 50, 60 plays, that's for sure. But I think that's how we may have to do it all season. We'll see. Let's see how fast Luke can get back to the form that he was playing at, because I did think he improved last year and this spring. So we'll see.
Does each guy have his strengths?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, everybody has their own kind of thing that they're better at, but you can't pigeonhole yourself that way. Otherwise, it's very predictable for the defenses. So they have to be proficient at just about everything. And certainly we'll try to play to their strengths without making it too obvious.
How have your pass rushers looked so far in the preseason games? Are you happy with what you've seen from some of them? Are you not happy? What's your take on what's going on?
Some happy, some not so happy, but I think we've gotten better. As camp's gone on, these guys are getting a better understanding and feel, not only for what we're asking them to do, but for each other. And I think there's a lot of, you know, you call some things in the pass rush, and you also have a lot of things that happen naturally, and it's a sense of feeling the other defender. All of a sudden, he's getting knocked out of it. Well, then I can just cover for him naturally. That happens with working with each other.
Yeah, Coach, with as much time as you put on takeaway drills during practice, are you concerned at all the fact you only have 2 interceptions, no forced fumbles, not many splash plays after on defense this far?
Yeah, I wish we had more. You know, we talked about it. There's some things we're not doing well enough to create those that are not things that people would understand. They're little things, but until we do them, I wouldn't expect us to get more. So hopefully, you know, we've emphasized it this week. Not that I don't really know if you can emphasize it more than we do, but we kind of slowed it down and just said, guys, you understand, let's not ever get just going through the motions on this stuff. So hopefully we'll create a few more.
How is Banks handled his role and what I would anticipate to be a pretty big role for here?
So far, pretty good, you know. Hasn't been put in the real fire yet, though. You know, he's played some, but I think he's progressing. And he's a rookie, but he's progressing.
Do you describe your overall play at linebacker through camp and through the first 2 preseason games?
I thought we played pretty well I didn't think we played our best on whenever we played Friday night against New England. I didn't think that was our best. I thought up until that point we've performed pretty well. Then we, for whatever reason, I can't tell you why, but I just didn't think we played as well as we have.
Where do you feel you're at with the second running back position? I know Leonard didn't play last week, but are all three pretty much still in the mix?
Yeah, all three will play a bunch Saturday night. All three will play a bunch in the Miami game.
Is this a game where you want to look at Doug Martin more, or are you still happy with he gets five plays and he's good?
Yeah, I'm not sure what we're going to do with Doug right now. Yeah. Still got to decide that.
What are your expectations for Lamonte this year, Greg, as good as he was in 2012 with all that responsibility last year? What's the ceiling for him?
I don't know what the ceiling is. I think he can be better this year, for sure, and I think he's going to be. I think he can be a special linebacker. And when I say special, I mean, you know, with time, become one of those guys way up here.
This is the second AFC East team you'll play. Both these teams are on your schedule during the regular season. How does that change anything about what you get? I know it's fairly basic in the preseason. Is it an advantage, disadvantage?
Well, if it's – yeah, it is. So it's how we handle it that you make it an advantage or a disadvantage. Now, these guys we play later in the year, so there'll be a lot of tape out there. New England we play week three, so that's a little different.
As far as getting on the grass with them?
Yeah, I guess familiarity. I don't know if a team does better with familiarity. You know, some teams I think they don't care. Other teams feel better, but I don't know which one we are.
In the preseason, the fact that you're playing them?
I don't really. No, not. I don't think.
You mentioned yesterday, Spence is getting better. He's still a rookie. I mean, what areas of improvement have you seen from him? What part of his game have you seen, you know, develop since training camp?
Well, I just think understanding football, defensive line play better. You know, he's fixed his stance. He's understanding gap control and hand placement. The thing that rookies do, and I don't know why, but it's they give up their gap sometimes. You know, I don't know if it's fatigue or whatever it is, but, you know, that's your gap, and you die. You don't give that up, you know, period. And but he's getting better at it. You know, it used to be he'd give it up four or five times in a stretch. Now maybe once. So he'll get there. There's no doubt. He's got all the skills to do it, and he wants to, and he's eager to, and he's got a great leader right on his other side of the center there in Gerald. So you know, God willing, he stay healthy. This guy's going to be a good player.
I'm starting to see, I think you opened the game with this alignment the other night where you had Claiborne on the left and Teonishim on the right. Is that becoming something that you want to do on a regular basis, or is that just a situational thing that you're doing?
You'll see that on certain situations, right? You know, that won't be so much right and left. But then other times it will always be right and left, so it'll be hard to figure out rhyme or reason, you know, but we have rhyme or reason. Yeah, we're just going to go to the left.
Are you starting to lean towards those two as your ends, or is it still too early?
No, I think it's too early to make that determination, yeah. I think, again, you know, the way we have done it here, we've rolled D linemen, you know, pretty extensively, and we'll probably continue to do that. You know, with the exception of Gerald, you know, you'd like for him to go as long and as hard as he can. But and then hopefully AC plays his way back to that, you know. And when you get an elite front four, then, you know, they're not coming off the field very much unless they're dog tired, you know. So that's where you'd like to get to. Okay, guys, thank you.